Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Thursday Night Football was the talk of the sports world last night. Not because the Steelers looked great or the Titans looked terrible, but because of the camera angle being used during the game. If you missed it, you got to look up some of the replays. But the hanging camera from the wires suspended above the field, known as Skycam, was the predominant view for much of last night. Danny, I loved this. The angle was about 15 feet over top of the field, directly behind the quarterback. The best way to describe it, for those of you who didn't see it, is if you've ever played Madden, it's the Madden angle, where you see the field because you've got to hit the button to throw it to the certain receiver so you can see all 22 players, and you see the entire width of the field from directly behind the quarterback, and as they drop back, your camera kind of drops back. This was a win for technology last night, but I loved it. A lot of people seem to hate it. For me, what it did was it gave you a perspective of what Ben Roethlisberger and Marcus Mariota were seeing or not seeing. I thought that perspective was fascinating. Normally, you get the angle from the line of scrimmage looking down, basically as if you're standing on the sideline.
Uh-huh.
And you can't tell when a throw is made because the ball leaves the screen, and then you have to get another angle as the catch is made. Who's being thrown to? You can't tell what the route that's being run is. You can't tell where the defenders are. That was not the case with the Madden angle last night. I think it's going to make people smarter football fans. I also think it will lead to more of an understanding of the difficulty of the quarterback position.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Well, people were tweeting about it, and maybe it's just my feed or whatever, as if this is the most revolutionary thing in the history of mankind. And I even sort of joked about it last night. I said there are two types of people. There are those that are like all caps everything, like, this is the greatest advent in modern day football. This is so incredible. I can't believe our fortune to live in a time like this. And then the other people are like, oh, it's the Madden setting before I actually change it to classic where I can see the whole field. You know what I mean? Most of us are treating it like, hey, that's not that big a deal. It's kind of cool to have. For me, I don't like the full play live being run that way. I love it on replays. I love it on replays to say, hey, this is how this happened. This is how Marcus Mariota made the wrong decision here, overthrew a guy, and there's the safety. They baited him into this, or they showed you this, or they showed you this pressure, whatever. The classic regular view, to me, is still the best one.
You want it for the context post-play, but not in real time. I'd ask, why not in real time? What's the difference then for seeing that initially?
I can't see the far outside receivers initially. If they're lined up close, as Tennessee does a bunch of those bunch formations close to the line, or everybody's close to the tackle.
I thought for the most part you could. So, I remember like when the Steelers were operating one specific play, there was like a sideline throw made, including the one you referenced earlier, by the way, where there was a offsides and Martavis Bryant got a jump ball between two defenders and was broken up by a safety. I think for the most part, they get out far enough at the snap that you see the entire field, no?
So the initial lineup, I guess, is you can't see.
When they're in tight at the basically the tackle box.
Yeah, if the receivers are in tight and it's all bunched, that's fine. You can see everybody. But when guys are lined up outside, I feel like I couldn't see.
Okay, I didn't notice that. That would be annoying.
But maybe during the
play, I feel like you could see everybody.
Once everybody gets going.
Because as soon as they, let's say it's out of the gun or under center, as Roethlisberger, Mariota, whoever's dropping back, I feel like the camera shoots backwards on that suspended wire, and the Skycam now shows an all 22 look.
Which, again, it's fine. I'm not like angry about it. I'm not firing brimstone, but I love the there's a reason that 50 yard line seat is the premium one and the end zone seat isn't. You get to see how far they got to go.
Oh, see, I this could just be a differing philosophy. I love sitting in the end zone. Love it. Now I want to sit up high.
Right. So you could, I mean, it's being able to see everything is
absolutely
awesome.
Absolutely. I love sitting at an NFL game. I would buy an end zone seat. Now, the difficult thing in that situation is if you're in one end zone and the action's at the other goal line, that's pretty terrible. But the coming at you and going away from you, seeing of how a play develops, I find to be the coolest thing in the world.
It is very cool. And one of my great Redskins memories is I sat in row one, seat one, not kidding, 1-1 of the Redskins stadium.
That's awesome.
On Clinton Portis's first carry. as a Redskin when he scored a touchdown, when Joe Gibbs came back and everything else. So I'm watching him go, and then I lost sight of him. Whereas if I was at the 50, I would have seen it. I saw the play develop, but it was great. He's through the hole. My problem with sitting back there is, for all the coolness of being able to see the play develop, as you're talking about the live chess match, I have to wait a split second or even maybe even longer to figure out how far did it go. It looked really good to me, but he only got 3.5 yards. Or this one, he got 7. I'm waiting for everyone else to cheer to kind of figure out if I want to or not. Whereas if I'm on the side, I know exactly how far and how close to that line they got.
You know what the biggest difference was for me? And I keep talking about the passing game because I think that there's just not a good understanding of how hard it is to quarterback in this league, how small some of the windows are, how much anticipation there is on some of these throws with guys sitting in zones and coverage. I thought the running game last night was a blast to watch. It added a lot, especially to Le'Veon Bell for me. DeMarco Murray's a little bit more of a lower your shoulders and just run people down, run people over. But with Le'Veon Bell hopping and skipping, you can legitimately see the holes opening.
Yeah.
Because you're basically standing on the field behind the play, and you can see him waiting. You can see the hole he's hitting. You can see the holes that are missed. I think it's going to make fans a lot smarter, and that's really all I want. I want to learn and get smarter about football.
Mm-hmm.
I crave that so much. Jay's in D.C. What's up, Jay?
Hey, Jay.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, I loved it. I think a lot of people are not going to like it because people don't like change. It's been done one way for a long time, and you get used to it, and you'll find a whole bunch of reasons not to like it. No matter what angle you show, you're going to be missing something. And with the normal angle from the sideline, we miss all the routes. You're pretty much just either focused on the quarterback or the defensive lineman. You can see nothing else.
And you also, Jay, you cannot see – good call, buddy. Thank you. You cannot see the decision-making of a running back. Because from that angle, you see occasionally if there's a huge hole, you see them hit it. But you can't see what they're looking at. And behind the camera, you can. And to Jay's point, you mentioned you can't see the outside receivers from the sky cam. You can't see any routes at all beyond 5 or 6 yards from the traditional normal
view. Totally true.
As soon as they run out of the screen, you have no idea what's going on.
And now I think about this for the Redskins. I want to see a lot of that for the Madden cam for them because I want to know, is it the fact that there's nowhere to go?
Josh Doctson's open.
Yeah, is there nowhere to go for the running backs or is it just that they're bad?
Josh in Suitland, what's up?
Hey, happy Friday.
Hey,
look, Grant, me and you, I generally don't agree with you on a lot of things. I love the show. Love you guys. But this right here, we in lockstep.
Ooh,
I love
simpatico.
I mean, seriously, the angle is great because it blanks out everything. I don't see any players. I don't see the stands. I just see the play. And it gives you a chance to really kind of see what they're going to do, to see the hole, to see the formation, see the line. This is genius. I hope they continue to do this. Also, Grant, you were talking about how you want to hear more of the audio. You could hear Ben Roethlisberger. You could hear Mike Tomlin yelling stuff to Ben. I love it, man. This is the way to do it.
I think it added a lot. Josh, thank you for the call, buddy. Ben last night was yelling dilly dilly, by the way. Everyone was laughing about
doing
that.
Doing the audibles, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go to Charles in Burke. Charles, how are you?
Charles.
Hey, good. Thanks, Al. Real quick comment. I love this angle for, like, but not my team. It's not the Redskins. I love it. I don't know why. Maybe it's so gimmicky and just, like, something new. But, like, if it's the Redskins, I want the old angle just, like, for comfort's sake. But
you
like,
want to go old faithful. You're not distracted. You're just watching the Skins. That's interesting. To me, I would love to watch an entire Redskins game with that angle. Now, here is, I think, what would be a cool idea. Why not have an option? You know, whether it's an online portal or some type of site where you can go to, you know, foxsports.com and you get to choose your own of the 5 angles. You play director basically in the truck if you want
to. I've always wanted that.
I would love to be able to watch, and you don't have to maybe if you could do it this way. You could watch a traditional angle, but I could watch an entire game from behind Kirk Cousins like I did last night with Roethlisberger, or to see Rob Kelly. Samaje Perine, did you miss a hole, or is there just nothing
That's
doing?
That's what I want to know. This, to me, is the next advancement. The NFL is always looking to get better, and they do a good job of it, by and large. Now, they missed the boat on some things. This is what they should be doing. Your national game is on Fox, right? Let's say, for the sake of argument, we're Redskins fans here in town. We're watching the Redskins play the New Orleans Saints. Immediately, what should be available to me online, live, in real time, is that second angle.
Agreed.
Traditional angle is here. The second angle is right there. You can have that sky camera. It's all going at the same time. You've got a feed. Why not?
NBC did this a couple years ago with 4 or 5 angles they provided.
That you got
to pick? On their website, and you got to kind of click around. I don't know if they still do it. I don't think they do, but I would love for that to be easy and convenient anytime you're watching an NFL game. Who's got to be great if the Redskins are going to stun the Saints in New Orleans? That's the question. Next, we'll take your calls on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.